Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about Donald Trump, the Trumpler, literally Hitler, seeking to overpower Secret Service colleagues. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And obviously the whole January 6th hearings sideshow, which is hilarious, basically, but taken seriously by the British media, which, of course, is so awful. Right. Just before we do that, remember, once you've listened to this, if you've enjoyed it, let me know by just simply clicking the heart button on your phone. And a big thank you to those who in the past few days have been buying me coffees and putting a dollar or two in the donor box. Thank you so much. And if you haven't done that and you'd like to do that to support the work we do here, that would be terrific. Okay, let's get to it, shall we? Here's the headline, screaming headline, January 6th hearings. Trump urged armed supporters to storm the Capitol, says his aide. This is Cassidy Hutchinson, who I'm sure is looking forward to a great future in Hollywood or other fields of entertainment. I did enjoy her testimony to the committee probing the January 6th, 2020, blah. They call them riots. They weren't riots. But the sideshow, which the Democrats have put in place to try and make sure they damage Trump, they're so scared he's going to beat them in 2024. So this aide says that Trump said that Mr. Trump saying the armed attendees were, quote, not here to hurt me. The president also demanded to join the march in the Capitol himself. Oh, no, he wanted to go there. He was the president. He's allowed to go where he wants. No, the president's not allowed to go where he wants. I see. Maybe the president should behave like so-called President Biden and stay in his basement taking large doses of adrenochrome, allegedly. I'm not sure. But anyway, back to the story. So Trump, he wanted an armed riot. He wanted an armed riot. And not only that, but we also understand that he tried to grab the wheel. Yeah, he tried to grab the wheel of the vehicle he was in. Chucky Schu said, Trump reportedly trying to overpower Secret Service and lead the insurrection is the lowest any president has ever gone. Presidents are supposed to protect Americans. Cassidy Hutchinson's courageous testimony about the effort to undermine democracy should frighten every American. No, Chuck Schumer, you should frighten American. So just think about this for a second, right? Think about what Schumer's saying here. We're being now asked to believe that at that point, a 75-year-old man attempted to reach through protective barriers of the presidential limo to choke out his driver with the intention to then physically attack, subdue, and overwhelm the rest of the highly trained and well-armed and physically fit men in the Secret Service in short order to personally lead the violent revolution to destroy democracy. I don't know about you guys, but I'm thinking not the most plausible story I've ever heard. In fact, just a complete fantasy. And that's all this is. What you're saying is a complete fantasy. But, you know, we see that. But I foolishly made the mistake of listening to Vaccine Radio with Flight Lieutenant Commander Julia Hartley Brewer of the 1st Ukrainian Volunteers. And she was going with it. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, this is a, you know, he was in a, things were dangerous back then. Let me tell you something about January 6th. The problem about January 6th is that there wasn't an insurrection. What happened on January the 6th at Capitol Hill was a few people wandered in, obviously all set up by the CIA, by the way. I believe the entire thing was a setup. They've been running with it for the last 2 years. Just like they ran with the fake Russia collusions for years as well, until they got their invasion, of course. And this is essentially all aimed at the one thing. It's aimed at the Democrat voting base. It's aimed at energizing them. Similarly with the Roe v. Raid scenario as well. This is all midterm electioneering. You have to understand this. You have to understand the cynicism, the absolute cynicism of the political left, and in particular the Democrats in the States, is beyond compare. They have installed their fake president in the White House. America is going to hell and back. And we all see it. It's been laughed at on the international stage. Biden, a man who can't even stay on a bike, a man who comes out with the most outlandish statements and everyone's supposed to look away and not mention it. They've installed this clown. The people behind, the evil people, well, Biden's pretty evil as well, by the way, but the people behind him, they're the people implementing all these strategies, which is continuing to destroy America. So that's what the Democrats are up to. So if they can do that, they can certainly ensure that Cassidy Hutchinson is trained up and to give a little performance and a little song and dance in front of the this star chamber that they've invented for themselves. Let me tell you, no one takes this seriously, apart from Julie Hartley Brewer in the UK. No one should take it seriously anyway. It's laughable. And the reason they do this is really down to one simple thing. They fear Donald Trump. They fear that in 2024, and I don't care who likes it or who doesn't, Donald Trump will be the GOP candidate and that Donald Trump will win. They fear that more than anything. And hence we have this farce being played out on Capitol Hill with the these hearings, these sort of hearings, where just like we saw during the presidential years, people are dragged out and they make all these mea culpas. Oh, yeah, I was there. I saw Trump personally disembowel half a dozen chickens just because he was hungry. They'll come out with all kinds of nonsense. And the lapdog media, who are part of the cabal, remember, they're part of the anti-Trump movement. They'll repeat it all as if, yeah, that's definitely what happened. No doubt about that. So there we have it anyway. They're trying to imply that Trump in his limo was going to overpower an entire Secret Service detail. And yeah, that's super duper believable. I definitely get that one. Thanks for listening, folks. Catch you soon.